So we have seen what the third eye is about. We've gone through practices designed to give you the initial feeling of a something between the eyebrows. We've described how to use this something to meditate every morning. And we've gone through a few examples of how the third eye can be used for dynamic awareness outside meditation. Where to from here? For the awakening to take place, you need to practice. Meditate every morning and find creative ways of engaging the third eye in your daily activities. To continue in this direction, you'll need more information. The first source I refer you to is my book, Awakening the Third Eye, which deals with a variety of techniques. Sealing the aura, consciously moving energies along the meridians, dowsing earth lines, night practice, and so on. And if you're curious as to the high states of consciousness that can be conquered through this work, then I refer you to the epic novel Atlantean Secrets, in which I have used the format of storytelling to depict a whole range of experiences of enlightenment. If stories and legends play such an important role in so many traditions, it is because they create spaces through which the nectar of the knowledge can be conveyed. Apart from this, a spiritual path is a long adventure. It requires serious training, covering all aspects of life: energetic, psychological, metaphysical. With this in mind, a set of courses has been designed at the Clairvision School, the Knowledge Tracks. The Knowledge Tracks, which can be followed by correspondence, rest principally on audio recordings and videos. They offer a large sum of experiential and spiritual knowledge that you can get into at your own pace. You can find out about these and other Clairvision courses by visiting the website www.clairvision.org. I hope you have enjoyed this introduction, and I extend my sincere wishes to you for the quest that begins here. May it be full of surprises.